Dacia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington and the president's new plan to send a large shipment of weapons to Israel. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
Congressional sources tell CBS News the Biden administration has informed Congress of the transfer of $1 billion worth of weapons to Israel. Congress will need to approve it. The White House has withheld some munitions over concerns about civilians in Gaza, but it has said shipments of other weapons for Israel's defense have continued.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has canceled all upcoming foreign trips amid a new Russian offense in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. During a visit to a Ukrainian agricultural plant, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the invasion is a threat to the global food supply.
This Russian aggression is not only an assault against the Ukrainian people and against Ukraine, it's been an assault against countries and people around the world.
Former President Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, was skewered by the defense during cross-examination at Mr. Trump's hush money trial. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Tom Dupree.
They're basically doing everything they can to make the jury see Cohen as someone who's really almost like a jilted lover, someone who at one point would do anything for Donald Trump, and now he's done a 180, and his whole life's motive is to get revenge.
They'll be back at it tomorrow after a break today. When it comes to trusting the healthcare system, a new poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds voters are split along party lines. Among independents, President Biden has the advantage over Donald Trump. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Majorities of voters are worried that in the future, people covered by Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid won't be able to get the same level of benefits that are available today.
Inflation will be in the spotlight when April's Consumer Price Index comes out in a couple of hours. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There was such great progress on the CPI from the heights back in the summer of 2022 through the end of last year. But since the beginning of this year, it does feel like inflation progress has stalled.
Retail sales data for April will also be out today. Things didn't work out quite the way Caitlin Clark hoped when she made her WNBA debut in Connecticut last night. The Fever fell to the Sun, 92-71.
I think just a lot to learn from. You know, it's the first one. There's going to be good ones. There's going to be bad ones. And, you know, like we said in the locker room, like, we play on Thursday. You got to learn from it and move on and be ready to go.
College record breaker did hit a new high mark for all-time turnovers in a first-time game with 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their three-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman in center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is, and then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine will buy you a camera if you agree to let the cops look at the footage if they want. The city of Racine is launching what's called a community camera program and offering reimbursements of up to $150 for homeowners and $250 for businesses. People will have control over their footage, but must share it with the Racine Police Department if requested for criminal investigations. The camera program is using American Rescue Plan Act funding awarded to the city by the state. Heavy smoke and flames are coming from the back of a home on Holland Avenue in Racine last night. Fire crews are called in at just before 8 with initial reports indicating that someone was still in the house. No one was inside and no injuries are reported. The scene was substantial enough that the Racine Firebells came in to assist fire crews. UW Parkside has a new ally. The university has reached a deal with Nicolet College to let Nicolet graduates easily transition into UW Parkside's online programs. The agreements allow eligible students to transfer up to 60 credits from Nicolet to UW Parkside's Business Administration program. Military members going to the museum can get a price break. The Racine Art Museum says they're signing on to what's called the Blue Star Museums Initiative. That allows free admission for active member military and their families. It's a reduced rate for retired personnel. The special rates go into effect later this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or when news breaks. Or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and nighttime showers and thunderstorms. Our high, 65. More scattered thunderstorms Friday, high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Apparently, Oscar Mayer could be sold for up to $5 billion.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which means somewhere there's a heated negotiation that includes the word Wienermobile. Well, this is going viral here in New York City. An elevator security camera caught a delivery driver eating toppings off someone's Papa John's pizza. It's never good when you answer the door and the delivery guy is chewing. You know what I'm saying?
Civilizations, they come out, they have a lot of hit songs, then all of a sudden they're gone and nobody knows whatever happened to them. The Association had quite a few hit songs, Never My Love, Windy, They had Goodbye Columbus from the movie. Along comes Mary. And then all of a sudden, like an ancient civilization, they're gone. And nobody knows what happened to them. All right. I'm Don Rosen at Good Morning Local News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 610. We're looking for beautiful sunny weather today with a high near 58. Clear tonight. Lows around 48. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 64. Right now, it's cloudy. 48 degrees at Radio Park. People are sharing the subtle moments when they think, I guess I'm old now. How do we know when we're old? Well, we start thinking about policemen looking too young to be in charge of anything. You know, I was watching, when I watched that On Patrol Live on weekends, I'm looking at these police officers. They look like they weren't even born when 9/11 happened. They look so young. I started sympathizing with the parents in teen movies. I'm almost always tired, not sleepy tired, just like thin tired. I got excited about buying a steam mop. I was chatting with someone and they compared me to their mother. I consider 9 p.m. a reasonable time to say, well, it's about time to hit the hay. And also saying it's time to hit the hay also makes you sound old. I have no idea who most of the celebrities mentioned on social media are. I had two doctor appointments in the same day. I have had that happen to me where I had to go to two different doctors the same day. When I realized some of my coworkers weren't even alive when 9/11 happened. And when I say, and I use this all the time, when I was your age, or my grandfather saying that to me, you know, when I was your age, a nickel to go to the movies and you got a free plate, you got candy, you got a ride home, you got dinner all for 5 cents. Yeah, I remember that. Here's another one. My mother, I used to make fun of her because I used to do her pillbox, my mother and father's pillboxes. And I used to say, they're taking all these pills. And every day I'd have to put like 6 pills every day in a pillbox. I'm at that point. Now, most of mine are vitamins, true. But I'm still putting all these pills in a pillbox. And I used to make fun of my parents when they did that.
I don't know. We're all getting there slowly, right?
612 WRJN Radio. Local news and timeless hits around the clock.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis,
back to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless hits, WRJM of the Beach Boys, God only knows. You know, when I first came to Milwaukee, I guess it was 1980, I went to Summerfest, and they didn't have the big amphitheater at the time. There were, it didn't exist. They just had small stages and so forth at Summerfest. And one of the stages had the Beach Boys on it. And this is before they had people who acted like normal people. What they did was... they opened up the gate and everybody flooded to get their seats. And this was on one of those stages. It wasn't an amphitheater, and the Beach Boys were performing and people were running in. They were just bench seating and people were tripping over a punt, you know, pushing each other out of the way to get to the front. It was Crazyville. And to see the Beach Boys, and that was in 1980 at Summerfest on one of the side stages, small stage, no seats. You just had a stand and they had those like little tables, round tables. It was Tina Turner. And there were hardly any people watching her. This is before her big comeback in, I guess, 1980, 81, around there. But yeah, the Beach Boys were at Summerfest on one of these stages that, you know, just run in and grab your seat for free to watch them. But now that's all changed with the Marcus Amphitheater they have there. Hey, Google released a list of dating red flags that people have been Googling over the past year. And you have to see if these are a big deal or not. When people go on a date, they Google stuff to see, well, should I stay or should I go with this person? Saying, I love you too soon. If they say it in a month, maybe. If they say it on your first date, run. How about watching true crime? Somebody Googled, if my date is watching true crime, what should I do? Well, if they love true crime shows, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to try to murder you. And how about talking to an ex? Is it a red flag? Well, if they stay friends with their exes, it could be good or it could be bad. Sometimes it's good. It means you get along with your ex. You don't hold any grudges. Other times, I guess not. All right. I'm going to leave you this little segment here with a good story. This will make you feel good. There was a cat in Colorado named Fred. Fred got upset and depressed after the owner's golden retriever, Arthur, passed away last year. He followed the dog everywhere. They were inseparable, but he's doing much better now because they got a new puppy. It's a golden retriever named Sonny. Their owners say Fred is still getting used to the puppy energy, but he's back to his old self again. The cat couldn't get along without the dog. Only if people were like that, huh?
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret opens this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place award. From the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, got a sunny day for you today. Highs near 58. Clear tonight. A clear sky. Lows around 48. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 64. Right now at Radio Park, cloudy. 48 degrees. Here it comes.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win.
It's just a matter of time before you make up your mind. Give all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of when.
Just a question of time.
for it sooner or later. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Have you ever seen the TV show The Office? Remember that guy? What's his name? Crad? Oh, I can't think of his name now all of a sudden on The Office. He was the weirdo character on The Office. I can't think of his name. Crad? Just out of the tip of my tongue. How do you know you're getting old? Out of the tip of my tongue. Can't think of it. Anyway, that character on the TV show The Office was in The Grassroots. As a matter of fact, on what's his name? I got to look that up. As a matter of fact, on the final episode of the TV show The Office, on their big finale, they had a poster of him, and it said he's missing, once a member of The Grassroots. Now, he didn't sing on that song. I think he left early on. What is his name? Oh, I'll think of it in just a second. Anyway, so he was in The Grassroots, and they mention it occasionally on the show.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
You know, everybody's got memories of the movie A Hard Day's Night. You know where my memory was? It was at the drive-in theater near us. And my dad, it was like, I think a Friday night. And he said, let's go see the Beatles in A Hard Day's Night. And I was just a little kid at the time. And we got online. It was the only time there was a line to get into the drive-in movie. And it was right down the highway. The whole line. You had to wait about a half hour to get through the ticket booth because they never... It wasn't that big a drive to begin with, but they never experienced anything like this. And we waited online, went all the way down Sunrise Highway where I live. And I could even tell you what the second feature was. It was six black horses with Audie Murphy. That was the second picture. And I remember when we got into the drive-in, and just before the movie started, all the teenagers were screaming like the Beatles were there in person. They were screaming at the drive-in. I can't even tell you what the previews were that night. That's how memorable it was that we get the drive-in movie opening night of A Hard Day's Night. Local news, Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen, and you're at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We have local news with Stuart J. Waddle straight ahead for you.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddle. There is still mass disarray at Ascension. The hospital group is the victim of a ransomware attack that's disturbing almost every aspect of their operations. A lack of patient addresses, prescriptions, schedules, and more are hindering health officials as they use Excel documents to try and push through. It's not known how much the hackers are demanding to get Ascension's hospitals back up and running. A statement on the Ascension website says they're working around the clock to resume operations. A staff member at a Racine school is accused of sexually assaulting two students earlier this year. 36-year-old Jamil Sanders has been charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated sexual assault of a child. He's being held on a $10,000 cash bond. The allegations came when police were called to the 21st Century Preparatory School on March 27th for a reported sexual assault, during which a 12-year-old student reported being inappropriately touched by Sanders. He had been working at the school as a behavioral interventionist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or when news breaks, or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
What do PFAS or those forever chemicals have to do with Wisconsin farmland and private wells? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. The answer to that question on the way.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquesan is the current chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She said one of their efforts in overriding vetoes yesterday was designed to restore $125 million in state funding so communities could fight pollution from forever chemicals known as PFAS. She said a lot of rural communities are caught up in that battle, and she explains why.
Well, we're not trying to let people off the hook who cause contamination, but for people who ended up with contaminated properties, like those farmers that allowed their local wastewater treatment places to land spread the sludge. Now they have contamination, and they shouldn't be the ones responsible for cleaning this up because it was of no fault of their own.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig. They were successful yesterday in overriding 9 vetoes at the state capitol. However, to be successful, 2/3 of both the Senate and Assembly must vote to override a veto. Right now, there are no immediate plans for the Assembly to hold a vote.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
And a Wisconsin agriculture instructor from Portage has been named one of 64 teachers from across the United States that will become national teacher ambassadors next school year for the National FFA organization. Emma Huber from Portage will help teach more than 10,000 FFA advisors in the United States about some of the fundamentals they can fall back on when it comes to the leadership and the changing educational landscape they're experiencing. Want to find out more? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see the story there. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and nighttime showers and thunderstorms. Our high, 65. More scattered thunderstorms Friday, high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Thank you. I am a little cranky, yeah. You be cranky, too. I just went home to visit my mother. She is the queen of stupid questions. She says, you have a mom like that? Yeah. I walked in the house, first thing out of her mouth, you home? No, mom, I'm a hologram. They beam me in now from Manhattan. I called her once, my neat cousin Julie's number. Her phone number? No, her license plate number. I'm just gonna stand on the corner, maybe she'll drive by. She bought me a plant for my apartment once. My apartment's so hot, the plant immediately died. I called her up, Ma, the plant is dead. How do you know it's dead? There was a gun and a note. Dear Lenny, you suck, your apartment's hot. Goodbye, ficus.
Celebrated a birthday the other day. He's in his 80s. Every time I hear something like that, I feel so old. WRJN local news, timeless hits around the clock. Now, you wanted oldies back, so we gave you the oldies, but you're saying now, but what happened to all those great talk shows? Well, you can still hear them. If you're looking for thoughtful talk radio without the yelling, you can find the Civic Media talk shows that you used to hear on WRJN on the air at 5:40 a.m. WAUK, Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Tard Alba, Maggie Dunn, that discuss the state and local issues and welcome all sides. That's on 5:40 a.m. or on the Civic Media app. And next week, I think it's next week, Maggie Dawn's going to be here. I love talking to her. She's an attorney, she's smart, and she knows the score. Love talking to Maggie Dawn. Speaking about attorneys, Judge Judy suing the National Enquirer and In Touch Weekly for defamation. Apparently, they claim she was trying to get a retrial for the Menendez brothers. Remember those two guys who killed their parents? She says it's, quote, going to cost them big. No word exactly how much she's suing for and how much she's going to cost them. You know, when that guy, David Pecker, was on trial at the Trump thing going on in New York City right now, he basically said they make up the stories at the National Enquirer. It's all made up. So, you know, I think if she just uses that, I'm no attorney, but if she uses that as her claim, she might be getting that money. I remember him growing up from the Ozzie and Harriet show. Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man, local news, timeless hits.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein.
Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you're old enough to remember the Ozzie and Harriet show, and I vaguely remember the Ozzie and Harriet show, I must have been a little toddler, but I do remember every week at the end of the show, they had Ricky sing a song with his band. And that's how he sold the songs. It helped when your mother and father were producers and stars of one of the biggest shows on ABC TV. And that's how he got to start singing his songs. Now, the Donna Reed show, which was also on, but I think Donna Reed was on CBS. I'm not sure, but I think they were on CBS. They wanted to do the same thing with Shelley Fabre. They said, well, if Ricky Nelson can sing a song every week, why can't Shelley Fabre sing the song? And they came up with a song for her, Johnny Angel. And that's how that song became a hit. It was, I have the episode, I saved it because they showed it on TV and I saved it, DVR'd it, and I have it. And she went away to college and she didn't know if she wanted a singing career or a college education. And there was some kind of event at the college and she was singing Johnny Angel, and that's how the song became a hit. She didn't want to do it, Shelley Fabre, she said, because she goes, I can't sing. But I think it was ABC. I think ABC at the Donna Reed show. And they said, well, you either sing it or you're gone. So she sang it. And of course, Johnny Angel, big hit song. Hey, sunny today with a high near 58 degrees. Clear sky tonight, lows 48, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow with a high near 64 right now at Radio Park. Cloudy, 48 degrees. Thanks for joining us. Good morning at WRJN. WRJN.
Sweeter than a wine,
sweeter than wine,
softer than a song.
newest and timeless hits, WRGM with Jay Black and the Americans. This magic moment. My brother's band played a show with him. They didn't play with the band, but they were on a rock and roll show with Jay and the Americans years and years and years ago. Hey, I know it's graduation time soon for high schools around the area, and a lot of seniors like to play pranks just before they leave because they feel, well, there's nothing they can do to me now. I'm, you know, graduating. I never pulled a senior prank. I don't think anybody did in my high school. I think we were so afraid. But anyway, if you ever pulled a prank at your high school, check out this one. Students at a school in Illinois pulled a senior prank on their principal. They hired a bagpiper to follow him around for an hour and play the bagpipes. Now, the principal was a good sport about it. He even praised the kids for coming up with an idea, probably because it wasn't dangerous. That's why he was happy. Hey, guess who we got coming up after the top of the hour? Alex Freeman's going to be here. He is the director of emergency management for Racine County. So this is something you want to pay attention to and listen, because right now we have a beautiful sunshiny morning. It might not be sunshiny if there's an emergency out there. Not only weather, but hazmat problems and so forth. We're going to talk to Alex Freeman coming up in just a few minutes right here, where you'll find local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 in Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot. Hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
W-R-J-N. You know, before I was talking about the grassroots, I couldn't remember the guy from the TV show The Office. Creed Bratton was his name. Creed Bratton. He used his real name on the TV show The Office, and he was in the grassroots, but he wasn't singing on that song Sooner or Later. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
All the things true. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Never, never, never know.
Hey, 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 hey.
Jefferson Airplane, which became Jefferson Starship, which became Starship. When my dad took me to work one time, we were in Manhattan, and this was around, I guess I was a little kid, so I must have been like 1967 around there. And Jefferson Airplane was just starting, and the Fillmore East was in Lower Manhattan, and Jefferson Airplane was going to be their big weekend act at the Fillmore East, and they had a big biplane hanging from a crane in front of the Fillmore East. I don't know how they ever got the license and the permits to do something like that, but it was for Jefferson Airplane, and I heard of them, but they weren't big stars at the time, but they were headlining at the Fillmore East with this big biplane hanging over Manhattan. Sunny today with a high near 58 right now at Radio Park. It's sunshine, beautiful morning, 58 degrees at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits with Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies, Tell Her No at WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm. Tell her no, 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 no. Tell you, I love you.